O believers, do not enter the houses of the prophet without permission, nor stay waiting for mealtime. But if you are invited to meal, enter when you have eaten, disperse, and do not seek long conversation. Such behavior annoys the prophet. He feels shy in asking you to leave, but Allah does not feel shy in telling the truth. If you have to ask his wives for anything, speak to them from behind a curtain. This is more chaste for your hearts than for theirs. It is not proper for you to annoy the Rasul of Allah, nor ever to marry his wives after him. This would be a grievous offense in the sight of Allah. Whether you reveal anything or conceal it, surely Allah has full knowledge of all things. There is no blame on the ladies if they appear before their fathers, their sons, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their own women, and those whom their right hand possess. O ladies, have fear of Allah, for Allah is a witness to all things. Indeed, Allah and his angels send blessings on the Prophet. O believers, call for Allah's blessing on him and salute him with all respect. Surely, those who annoy Allah and his Rasul are cursed by Allah in this world and in the hereafter. He has prepared for them a humiliating punishment. And those who annoy believing men and believing women for no fault of theirs shall bear the guilt of slander and an evident sin.